Welcome to Satisfied, a podcast hosted by me, Ashley Pardo. I'm a nutritional therapy practitioner, business coach, and former private chef. Satisfied is all about finding fulfillment, confidence, and peace in your body, business, mental health, relationships, and life. If you're an introspective, deep, and sensitive woman, Satisfied is for you. I'm so grateful you're here. Now let's get into the show. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the show. This is the last episode that I am batch recording. I am still in Jordan. By the time this episode comes out, I will return home tomorrow. This comes out on January 8th. I'll be back on the 9th. I can't wait to get real time back with the episodes. I wanted to record them prior to leaving because I wanted my mic, right? Just wanted to get it done. And I'm sure I will have gained lots of insights on my trip. I can't wait to share those on this coming Thursday's episode, which is going to be January 11th. Don't forget about my GlowFit program, which starts in just 8 days. 6 months, macro-based nutrition, strength training, you and me together, my eyes on everything that you are doing to an extent, obviously. Getting in the best shape of your life is the outcome of this program. That is the promise. I cannot wait for this. I know we have a great group. We have a great group already at this time. And I know we have more people that will be joining. So I am so excited for that. DM me if you have any questions about that. We're in the last week. I know I'm going to get my last minute people that come in. We are at regular pricing right now. Early bird pricing ended December 31st. And today I wanted to talk about nutritional periodization, which is what we're going to do in GlowFit and, you know, what not a lot of people do. I shared a post on Instagram months ago about my own nutritional periodization journey. And today is going to be a very big aerial view on this topic. I could do an hour episode on each phase, but I'm just going to keep this really simple. I'm going to talk about why it's important, and I'm going to talk about the exact phases and the timeline that maybe you should do. I suggest that people do this for metabolism health and the building of a metabolism. And when people usually go down a nutrition journey, the goal is to just like lose weight. And that is absolutely valid. Like, I think that that's where people start. We want to start where we are. We want to meet ourselves where we're at. And I think probably everybody who's listening to this can probably relate to just like doing Weight Watchers or something like that, where you just like, you know, you just like, okay, I'm just going to lose weight. You might have gotten skinny fat. You might have downregulated your metabolism at some point if you restricted. But that is like sort of like level one, right? And again, it's a commendable feat and journey, and losing weight is amazing if that's what you want, if it is something that progresses you on your journey. But if you want to take it to level two and like really maximize your results in terms of building a metabolism, that's where I really want to take people. Because I think in the first journey that I just described, like, you're still going to be not being able to eat that much. You're still going to be really tied to food and tied to exercise. And going on a nutritional periodization journey where you're building your metabolism allows you to have a completely different reality. It allows you to build the tissue on your frame that allows you to burn food like an engine and allows you to go from needing to burn calories manually to having your body do it on its own. And you can have just much more flexibility and ease and simplicity when it comes to food. You can be adaptable. Like, I used to be somebody who would like eat out and gain 5 pounds, whereas now I can pretty much maintain my weight pretty effortlessly for the most part. Of course, I still have to pay attention, but like, it's a completely different world in reality. And it did take me about 2 years to get here. And if you're like, oh, but that's so long, you've probably spent 20 or more years dieting, you know? So I think you just have to put this into perspective. And this is a journey that if you go on within the first month, you will feel better and you will have gained the, you'll have seen the value of doing this on a day-to-day basis where you're able to eat more, you feel good from lifting, you feel good from walking, you feel fed. You're not, you know, completely tied to, you know, forever to everything that you are doing, and it's not obsessive. And it's just a much better reality. But the thing is, humans like things quickly. Humans like instant gratification. That's just the way brains work. So honor that, but then also be real with yourself. Like, obviously, I'm not here to convince. I'm here to offer a different perspective and a different way of doing things to change your body composition. That is also something that happens on this journey. Like with weight loss, you just lose weight. On this journey, you can actually change your body composition and lose fat tissue, build muscle to really give you the physique that you want. So it's like the benefits are metabolic, they're mindset based, and they're also aesthetic. Like that's okay too, for you to want to have a physique that maybe looks like you work out, or you just like feel sexy in your clothes, whatever that means. I know that for me, I feel sexiest when I have muscle and when I'm lifting. So there are four phases of nutritional periodization. And when we think of, and when I say nutritional periodization, it just means that we're periodizing different inputs, different intakes of nutrition to maximize results. If you listen to the episode of How Long Does It Take, I sort of walk you through muscle building and how long that takes. Listen to that episode if you want to know more about that. But typically when we embark on a nutrition journey, it's just like a deficit and weight loss, and that's it. And that is common. But the four stages of nutritional periodization are going to be maintenance, which is where you maintain your weight or your TDEE, a deficit or a cut. We have a reverse diet, which is where we move back. We are trying to move back into maintenance after a deficit. And then we also have a bulk, which is where we eat a little bit more. So we cycle through those things in order to get the results that we want. The order that this goes is pretty much up to you. And it also depends on where you start. So for example, if you are starting at a place where you have been dieting for a really long time and your metabolism is downregulated, remember your metabolism is adaptive. It's never broken. It feeds off of the inputs that you give it and it responds to certain inputs that you give it. If you are starting at a really low place, then I would start at a reverse diet where you are essentially building your calories back up to maintenance. So let's say you're at 1300 calories and your maintenance calories are 2000. You find your maintenance calories by giving yourself certain inputs and seeing where you gain weight consistently after 2 to 3 weeks. Remember, 1 week of data is nothing. We need to see trends and we need to give this time. And like, again, so much of this is fighting against our human nature, but it's like we have a choice. Like, do we want this? Do we want to put in the time, or do we want to continue like spinning our wheels and not getting results? I that's what happened to me. Like, I'm like, clearly what I'm doing isn't working. So I need to do something different in order for me to get the result that I want. So it's important for us to be honest with ourselves. And if you are at a place where you are very low calories, weight loss is you're not losing weight, weight loss is going to be impossible. You have to do a reverse diet first. So many ways to do a reverse diet. You could just go straight into maintenance if you want to. Many people do that. And you'd have to test and observe and see. You could go 100 calories to 200 calories per week, make little jumps like that. Either way, you need to eat more before you find a new maintenance, and then you can cut again. Now, that is a place where somebody would start if they are, again, trying to increase their metabolism, where they spend time doing the reverse diet. They're at maintenance for a bit, and then they cut. When you do a cut, you try to go, you start by cutting 10% of your calories, and that's it. If you just cut 10% of your calories, then it means that you have a high place of starting, which means that you can continue cutting if you need to. And, you know, let's say your maintenance calories are 2,000, you go to 1,800, you test and see, you probably lose some weight. That way you have room as your weight decreases and your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, decreases, you have room to go down a little bit more. Now, when you are in a cut or a deficit, this is where weight loss happens. Again, this could be anywhere from 10 to 25% cut. You could also add movement in. Like you can add extra, like 2,000 extra steps in per day, and that would create more of a trigger for you to lose weight. You really only want to stay in a deficit for 12 to 16 weeks at a time. And that's to combat the mental fatigue and also the metabolic fatigue that can happen from being in a deficit. Some people can go to 20 weeks. That is fine. It just depends on like, are you feeling the need to binge? Are you like, do you just want a break? Are you going on vacation? So after you are in your deficit, then you would again go into and you reach your goal. You go into the reverse diet. You stay at maintenance for a bit and then you can just live at maintenance. You want to spend most of your time in maintenance for the most part. So at the same time, your weight loss might take you several cycles. It might take you three cycles. I have many clients who, you know, need three or four periods of fat loss of a deficit, 12 to 16 weeks at a time, in order to reach their goals. And that is going to ensure that you keep your relationship with food intact. It's going to ensure that you keep your metabolism healthy. And it's going to allow you to have periods where you can just like take your foot off the gas a little bit and relax. In between those periods of fat loss, I suggest taking a diet break, which can be anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks at maintenance. You could do 1 week if you want to. I would not suggest that, but I would take a break in between and you could go straight into your maintenance, or you could increase by like 200 or 300 calories at a time until you find your maintenance and just spend some time there. That will prime your metabolism back up before you bring your calories back down again to go into a cut. I also suggest that people time this around their vacations or what they have happening in their life. You know, let's say they do a deficit for a certain period of time. They take a diet break, and that is where you eat at maintenance for 2 to 4 weeks, and then you go back into the deficit. I also have clients who might implement what's called a fat loss sprint, where they take their calories down a little bit further. Maybe they go towards that 25% decrease and they just like hit it hard for a month, for 2 to 4 weeks, get faster results during that time. If it's timed and like you're healthy, you have a healthy relationship with food, healthy metabolism, I don't think there's anything wrong with doing a fat loss sprint. Again, 1 to 4 weeks, lowered calories if your metabolism is healthy, isn't going to be a big deal. And it can oftentimes give you the little dopamine hit and brain sparkle that you need to stay consistent, to build momentum and to just feel better a little bit faster. Nothing necessarily wrong with that. And we know that calories come from weight changes. Protein determines body comp. Food quality determines how you feel. So you don't need to necessarily eat super clean, but it would be advantageous for you to eat pretty high volume to make sure that you're having enough protein and fiber to help with your hunger signals, to help with your digestion, to stay satisfied, to make sure that you are making the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to your calories, and really go from there. Now, the phase, and then obviously after you reach your goal, you live at maintenance and you just live your life, unless you want to do something again, right? You want to lose a little more weight, or you could do a bulk. And many people are hesitant to do a bulk because you will gain weight. And I haven't said it yet, but I suggest that you lift during this time, because even if you're in a deficit, you want to lift and eat protein so that, you know, protein levels, you want to be at 0.7 to 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. You want to do that so that you maintain your muscle tissue. And like I said in the How Long Does It Take episode, if you're a new lifter, you will gain muscle and tissue very fast, even if you're in a deficit. So you could even do that in maintenance too. But so we really want to maintain and grow muscle tissue during all of these phases. We want to keep protein high. Protein levels are very important while you're in a deficit, because we want to keep satiety high. We want to maintain the muscle tissue because that is expensive and it takes a long time to do that. And we just want to make sure that we have that happening during that phase. Also in maintenance, right? So the muscle, the reason we prioritize that is because that's what creates the fast metabolism, is the muscle tissue. So we want to have that happening. Now, if you have been lifting for a long time, you're in maintenance and or you're in a deficit and you're not gaining the muscle tissue that you want to, you might need to do a bulk. And a bulk is really just when you're in maintenance, you increase your calories by 10%. It could only be 10% to 30% if you need to put on extra tissue. But you could start with 10%, which a lot of people might not gain weight during this time. Some people might. You might gain fat tissue a little bit. I usually do. And it's just like, it is what it is. I know it's going to come off eventually. But a bulk would be a period of, again, 12 to 16 weeks. It could be longer than that, where you eat a little bit more, where you train hard, and you put on muscle tissue. You could also have periods of like a month of a bulk or a month of a cut to keep yourself a little more entertained, and then a month at maintenance, right? You play around with these things in order to get the results that you want and also keep yourself entertained if you need to, because so much of this is adherence and consistency. So we really want to make sure that we are prioritizing that as much as we can. Now, there is no, I know that the question might be like, okay, what's the ideal time frame? You want to spend as much time in maintenance as possible. You want to do a bulk for as long as it takes you to build the tissue, minimum 12 to 16 weeks, depending on whether you're training hard and have a good program. And then a cut is going to be about 12 to 16 weeks as well, perhaps 20. But you want to cycle through these different phases of maintenance, deficit, reverse diet, where you put yourself back to maintenance, and then a bulk. Chronologically, it would be, you know, you start with a deficit, you go into a reverse diet, you get back to maintenance, then you go into a bulk, and then you cut again. That's sort of the cycle that you put yourself through. And the priority here is to build the tissue that we need to. The tissue, like I love what Alan Aragon says about muscle building. There is nothing anabolic about not eating. Anabolic means building tissue, building muscle. Catabolic is when you break down tissue. There's nothing anabolic about not eating. So if you're starving yourself and you're trying to gain muscle, it's not going to happen. You need to give yourself appropriate calories. Doesn't mean you need to be a crazy amount of calories. It just means that we need to, you know, have enough to stimulate the muscle growth. And how do we know if any of this is working? By getting a DEXA scan, by weighing yourself, by looking at your clothes, by having markers to see, like, is this actually working? Are my lifts going up in the gym? Am I getting stronger? So we have different markers to help ourselves through this. So I will create more content around this. I'll also post the Instagram post that I did in the show notes. But let me know if you have any questions. If you want me to take you through this, join the GlowFit program, where I will be walking you through exactly how to do all of these things. And I will give you numbers and I will give you your timelines, because everybody's different based off of where they come from. I hope that you are having an awesome start to the year. I can't wait to share all the things that I have for you. I'm sending you a big hug, and I will talk to you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to Satisfied. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram, where I post content every single day at Ashley K. Pardo. If you enjoyed the show, I'd super appreciate it if you left a rating and a review on iTunes and or Spotify. If you have a question that you want to be answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, send me a DM on Instagram. I love hearing from and connecting with you, because you're the whole reason that I do the show. I hope that you find satisfaction wherever you are right now.